You know, it's always interesting to look at the two Gospels. To look at the Gospel that we start out with in the back of the church, proclaiming our Lord's triumphant entrance into Jerusalem. And then to look at the Gospel we do up here, the Gospel of our Lord's passion and death and burial. And it's interesting to look at the reaction of the people in those two Gospels. Because you look at the Gospel that we start out with in the back, and the people are praising our Lord. They're cheering him. They're calling him the new king. He's the son of David. He has come to save the people of Israel. He has come to kick the Romans out. He's returning to his city as a triumphant king. You know, they're cheering him. Hosanna to the son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Of course, those words sound familiar because we use them in the Sanctus, the Holy Holy, that we say at every Mass. But then look a couple of days later, not even a full week, and look at how the people reacted to our Lord. Very different. They weren't cheering him as a king. They were jeering him. They were mocking him as a criminal. They wanted him crucified so bad at one point, it talks about that a riot was breaking out. They were ready to do it themselves. They were ready to take our Lord out and crucify him. They weren't even willing to wait for the Romans to do it. And these may very well have been the same exact people who were cheering him as he was coming into the city. And then when our Lord was hanging on the cross, they weren't there. Think about what his apostles were doing at that moment as they were coming into the city. Oh, you know that they were surrounding him as he's riding this donkey. Which doesn't sound very kingly, a way to come into the city, but it is what it is. But I'm sure they were surrounding our Lord, and they were full of pride. We are going to be the new princes of the new kingdom of Israel. We are going to be sitting at his right and his left. We are going to be helping him rule. They thought they had it made. But then when our Lord is hanging on the cross, they weren't there. They bailed. They got out of there. As soon as they could, they ran away. Are we the same? Do we do that? When things are going good, when we know we aren't going to have too much trouble over it, yeah, we'll admit we're Christians. Oh, yeah, I go to St. Mary's Church. I go to the Catholic Church. Oh, okay, great. We don't think too much about it. But when we know that there could be difficulty, when we know that someone could question us, why would you do that? Why would you go to St. Mary's? Why would you be a Catholic? Why would you be a Christian? Why do you believe all that stuff? Suddenly we clam up. We're not willing to stand our ground. We're not willing to admit why we believe what we believe. We turn away from our Lord. Maybe we look at some of the teachings that our Lord gave, and we don't want to follow them. They're too difficult. They're too painful. I don't agree with them. I don't like them. So we'll turn away from them. Well, maybe we'll ignore them. You know, this idea of coming to Mass every week, that's so hard. It's so hard to come to Mass every week. To be at our Lord's sacrifice, to be at his cross every week. Oh, that's terrible. I've got to go out to the lake. I've got wrestling tournaments. I've got this. I've got that. I've got to go here. I've got to be there. I just got to sleep in. How often do we do that? We want to put ourselves in front of our Lord. And then, of course, there's those pesky teachings of the church that no one likes. The church is so mean for saying that. So we dismiss them. Oh, I'm not going to follow that. I'm not going to do that. Turn our back on him. Turn our back on our Lord. How much time do we really spend in prayer every day? How much time do we give of our lives every day to be with our Lord? Especially at those difficult moments in our lives. How often do we do that? We turn our backs on our Lord. And yet what we mark today is the greatest sign of love that our Lord has for us. He loved us so much that he gave his life for us. This is what love is about. Real love is totally self-giving. It's about the other. It's not about us. Real love is not about our feelings, our emotions, our desires, our wants, even our needs. It's about the other, what's best for them, what they deserve, what they desire, what they need. That's what true love is about. It's putting ourselves aside for the other. And the ultimate sign of that love is the willingness to give our very lives. Well, Jesus loved us so deeply that in the words of St. Paul, he humbled himself and emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. His love was so strong and so deep that he gave his life that we might enter into eternal life. That's the depth of love that we should have, both for him and for others. But how do we respond to that love? How do we respond to that? You know, here as we're doing the Passion, we're to kneel down and spend some quiet time kneeling before our Lord. And do we do that because the book says, here all kneel and pray and pause for a few moments? Is that the only reason why we did it? I'd say probably. The image I like of how we should respond and how we should kneel at that moment comes from the movie The Passion of the Christ. Our Lord is hanging on the cross, and Mary, his mother, and Mary Magdalene are there. They have just crucified him. They have just put the cross up. And now the soldiers who are holding them back move out of the way. They're done. They've done their job. And Mary and Mary Magdalene rush forward and just drop to their knees. They are so full of anguish and sorrow and pain from seeing our Lord suffer that they can't stand anymore. They drop in anguish and they're just full of tears on this rough gravel. I mean, this wasn't even like a nicely graveled area. It's, you can see very rough, sharp rocks. And they drop out of pain and anguish. That's how we should kneel before our Lord at the cross. In grief, in anguish that our Lord had to die for our sins, that we sin, and so he had to die so that we could have eternal life. We should feel grief at that. We should feel sorrow at that. When we look at the cross, we should recognize that he did that for us. And we should be ashamed that he needed to do that for us. But we should also look at the cross and praise him. Praise him as they did coming into Jerusalem. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We should praise him because he died on the cross. We have eternal life. We have that hope of salvation, that through his death, we have life. So we should be coming before him in grief, but also in gratitude, in thanksgiving, in praise. In other words, we need to respond as St. Paul says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. One thing I hope, if anything of this homily is getting through, is that when we meditate on our Lord's passion and death, it should not go without affecting us. It should affect us to the core of our beings. It should move us more than anything else in the world has ever moved us. It should not just be yet another story that we tell at Mass, another time we hear the gospel and we say our lines. It should move us to the core of our beings, that we do not turn away from the Lord, that when we leave here, we do not turn away from him. Instead, we embrace him and follow him and thank him and praise him. Because the message of the Passion and death of our Lord is very simple. God loves us. And he loves us so deeply that he sent his son to die for us, to free us from that sin that keeps us from him. And he loves us so much that he wants us to spend eternity with him, praising him in the heavens with the saints and the angels. So how should we respond? How should we respond to this Mass today, to this passion that we just participated in today? Just turn and go our way? Or should we respond with love and praise, with that same love that he showed us?